Yesterday we looked at the Gemara on Chav Beis Amud Aleph. The Gemara had a machlokes Abiechan and Shlokish. Really, Isha Mishum Chitzav also, or Isha only Mishum Amon. Everybody agrees Isha Mishum Amono. When it's Isha Mishum Amono, then each one of the Niske Momen has a quirk of a Ptur. Adam Amazik doesn't have any Pturim. Adam Mod Liana Beim Shagik Beim Mezid Beim Yonis Beim Birotzan. Adam has one quirk that is Potam and Akaifer. Okay, that's how the Gemara said. But all the Niske Momen, each one has a quirk of a Ptur. So Eish is Patran Tomet, that's only when it's Eish and Mishum Amonim. It's Eish and Mishum Chitzav is Adam Amazik. So there is no Ptur of Tomet. So Eish and Mishum Amonim, they all agree that sometimes Eish is only Momen Amazik. It's not always Chitzav, but it's Machlek, it's the Bechem and Shlokish, is it ever Chitzav? So Chitzav means like shooting an arrow. So if a person takes a torch and he burns down the other person's house, that's certainly Yishim Mishum Chitzav. The whole machlekes is, Kiseitze Yesh Meyatzma Mashma. He was making a barbecue, he had a fire, he thought it was under control, he went away, he didn't do it on purpose. And then the wind was blowing, and the wind carried it. So that in that case, Rish Lakish holds that Yishim only Mishum Amona, it's not an Adam Amazik, he didn't do it on purpose, it was accidental, so it's his it's his responsibility to watch it, and he didn't watch it properly, so it's Chayim Mishum Yishim Mishum Amon. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, that case is also Yishim Mishum Chitzav. So when will it be Yishim Mishum Amon? If it'll be Kololo Chitzav, if he made the Yesh in such a way, that just at the time that he was making the Yesh, or dealing with the Yesh, it wasn't possible for it to spread. And then later on, something else happened, and then it spread. So that's only Isha Mishum Amon. That's not going to be Isha Mishum Chitzav. Then there's another case also, where it's Isha Mishum, everyone will agree. Even Rabbi Yechon will agree that it's Isha Mishum Mamono. What happens if at the time that I was making the barbecue, there is no wind blowing? But they said on the radio that another hour there are going to be big winds. So he was poshea at the time that he made his barbecue. He should have really poured water on it or done something to make sure that the fire doesn't spread later on. But the wind doesn't come until later. So that's what we had, the Nesibis. We're jumping ahead. Okay. So in that case, I'm jumping ahead in the Chazara. In that case, even Rabbi Yechon will agree that it's not Yishim Mishum Chitzav. Yeah. Where do we get this idea from? Because there was a fundamental machlokes in Rishonim where the Yishim Mishum Chitzav is only a look, it's a Gzeiras HaKosov. Then it says Shalim Shalim Hamavir Saber. The Torah considers him an Adam Amazik. Hamavir Saber, as if he took the torch and he burnt down the house. They see from the pasuk that Ishim Shem Chitzav. So some Rishonim hold that that's only been a get and Zikin. It's chiddush that Koach Hacham Yurabaz Mitzaref to me is considered by Maisa. It's Adam Amazik. It's only in the Zikin. It's Adam Amazik. So the pasuk that tells us this chiddush that koyach hacham yoreboy is mitzarif to me and isha mishum chitzav is the pasuk kiseitze yesh miyatzma mashma shalom shalom hamaveres habera. That's what it says in the Gemara. So that's why the Rabbeinu Lo Soloveitchik has in his sefer all shtigotara. He doesn't mean to paskan like that. He's just saying that there is a shita. You should know that even though the simple reading in the Gemara seems to contradict it, there is an opinion in the Rishonim, and the Bi'ur Agro claims that it's a Shita Sagainim like that, Bi'ur Agro and Choshe Mishpat, that Ishim Mishim Chitzav is a local din only in Nezikin. It's only in Eish, as Momen Amazik, Lashen Beregel, Karen Shen Beregel, Bor, Eish is a Momen Amazik, so then you say Ishim Mishim Chitzav, that is Adam Amazik. But in Kol HaTar Kula, there is no such thing. And most assume, like the simple reading in the Gemara, that it even applies to Retzeach. If I murder someone, if I make a fire over here and the wind is blowing, and I know at the time that I make the fire, the wind is going to carry it, the wind is going to carry the fire, it's going to burn the guy to death. So then I'm chayv misa. And even if you can't give me the death penalty because it's hard to give hasra, it's always hard to give the death penalty. So you still say, come levi the rabbinate, because in principle, in the theory, he really is chayv misa. So the simple pshat in the Gemara is that you say, come levi the rabbinate, that you're chayv misa, that the chiddush of isha mishum chitzav applies in kol ha-tarkula. So we said yesterday, it's nageya to baking matzahs, when you push the button and you harness the natural force of electricity, that's considered maisa ha-adam, and it's considered asiyah lishma. Or when they take wool and they convert the wool into the strings, so we said that we were discussing the other day, there's a machloikas tesis in the Rambam where they're tying the chutim on the beged has to be done lishma. Can a cotton before bar mitzvah is a lab bar das, so you can never create lishma. Can a cotton before bar mitzvah tie the chutim onto the beged? Do you need lishma for that? But the Gemara says in Sukkah Daf Tezem and Aleph, you need lishma for converting the wool into strings. That l'holaday is a need lishma. So the question is, it's usually done by machine. They take all the wool, they throw it into a machine, and the machine is set up in such a way that it converts the wool into thread. So there are those who are machma dafke to have hand shmura. They don't want to use machine shmura. Others are machma dafke to use machine shmura because it's more shmura. The shmartam is hamatz, you have to watch, it shouldn't become chametz. So the hand shmura takes a long time. Especially if it's a very frum fellow baking matzah, he's going to start saying the Shem Yichud Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's in the Mucharim Zuman. My father said he remembers as a child in Europe the way the guy was making all achanas. He thought he was crazy. He has the dough, the raw dough, and he's supposed to put it into the oven. No, what are you waiting? He's saying all of the Shem Yichuds. So the machinery doesn't say the Shem Yichud. The machinery is much faster. Machinery is much quicker. So the machine shmura is, in that sense, it's a milo over the hand shmura. But the hand shmura satisfies even the other opinion that Rabbi Avraham Soloveitchik quoted, that opinion. That Isham Shem Chitzav is only a din in the Zikin. It doesn't apply in Kol HaTorah Kula. So there are those who are makbedavke to have hand shmura because of that. There are those who are makbedavke to have tzitzis avodas yad. What do you mean avodas yad? It means the converting the wool into string was done by hand. It wasn't that you push that you set up a machine and you push a button and it goes by itself. There are those, of course, 10 times as much. If you use chutei tzitzis that had avodas yad, it's going to be more expensive.
By matzah, how the seal shma, how far back is there a chumrah or an Indian to go? Meaning, do you have to do the lisha lishma? Do you have to do the tchinas of the wheat lishma? Like, how far back is the lishma? And by tzitzit, we say there's an Indian the Rama brings down to even go all the way back to the
niputz.
Right, the niputz.
Yeah. The Mishnah Berurah. The Shulchan Aruch says if a nochri bakes the matzahs and he saw the Omer al Gabov watching to make sure that the matzah should become chametz, and he has in mind that it should be in the Shema, so that's not acceptable because the guy is the one who is baking the matzah. So what if, let's say, the Mashgiach has to harvest it? We say you need shmura mishas ketzira. The machlek is in the Gemara, so we machma mikre din, you don't need shmura mishas ketzira. It's a chumrah. So if you have a big shas hatrak, so you can live with that. You can say, Al-Baruch al-Achilas Matzah, even on the Shmura Shalom Mishas Ketzir. So it's a chumrah. So the mean the chumrah is that the Jew, the guy, the rabbi, the mashgiach, has to harvest the wheat with a sickle, and he can't use a machine. If you machma that Isham Shem Chitzav doesn't apply in Kol HaTorah Kula, you have to do avodas yad. You have to. So no one is machma like that. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes a pichadash in Hilchas Pesach. Mishnah Berurah in the Bir Halacha quotes. There are two dinim in Ushmata Mesamatz. One din is Shimer Mechimutz, and one din is Asiya Lishma. Ushmata has a double meaning. So Asiya Lishma is only when you're doing Asiya Samatz. Harvesting the tour, that's not called Asiya Samatz. That has to be Shimer Mechimutz. So if the guy is harvesting the tour and the Jew is watching him, that's not a problem. If you have a mashgiach watching b'shas ktsira, that's good enough. Then nesina samayim, the Gemara says that there are 39 malachas for Shabbos. So the first 11 are sidura de pas. So the Sidur of the past, that's the way you make bread. So certain, not everyone, let's say you plow the ground, HaChoresh. There's a machlokes about the Choresh, is also Sidur of the past. So someone's going to say you have to plow the ground, Lishma. That for sure not. You don't have to plow the ground. You don't have to harvest it Lishma either. Just Shema Mechimot. So your question is, from what point on in the 11 Avodas, in the 11 Malachas that are called Sidur of the past, baking a bread, which ones are called Asiyas Alechem Lishma? So the putting into the oven, the afiyah, that for sure has to be done Lishma. So you can't let a cotton put it in. Then the Sinas Amayim also, because Rabbi Natam says in Brochus and in Psochem that the two points that are crucial, one is Lisha and one is afiyah. So the Lisha is the Sinas Amayim and the kneading, and the afiyah is the putting it into the oven. What other acts are there? You use a machine to make little holes in the matzah, so it should become the fucha. That can be done by goy also. That's not called asiyah samad. That's to prevent it from becoming chometz. That doesn't need lishma. What else do you need? The grinding it, the tchina. Tchina is not called asiyah salach. Tchina has to be, you have to have shema mechimutz. In the days of the rush, there are different opinions. In the Gemara, and daf mem, and psach, when they need shmur mishas katsira, we machmer for that. And Mikra did, it's really shmur mishas nesina samay, mishas lisha. And the Rosh has a chumra, shmur mishas tchina. Where did he get shmur mishas tchina? So he explains. Because they didn't have machinery, they used to use a water mill. Because the river is flowing anyway. So they would make a mill, they would make a circle, and the water is flowing, so it caused the circle to turn around. That was a machine. That's how they had a machine in the days of the rush. So the river would keep on flowing, even without plugging anything into the wall. The river is flowing anyway. So if you make a circle on the river is going to cause it to keep on going around. If you make a contraption, so that this will cause this, that's the machinery that they had in the days of the rush, a water mill, that it can grind the chitim to make it into flour. So you need shmura mishas tchina, because it's right next to the river and the water is going to be splashing all over the place. So you need shima mechimetz, but that doesn't need asiyah lishma. The tchina does need asiyah lishma. A non-Jew can do the tchina. That l'chol ha'deis thing can use a machine for that. No one's going to be machna that you need tchina avodas yad. But the nesinas hamayim and the lisha, the kneading it and the afiyah putting it into the oven, that needs lishma. They quote in the storybooks that when Rav Chaim Kanievsky was a young boy, so he always wanted to go with his father to help in baking of the matzahs. So even if a boy is bar mitzvah, al pidin, a person is only a godel bar mitzvah if you have shana v'siman. Just because he's 13 years old and he got an aliyah doesn't necessarily mean that he's a godel. Could be he's still a cotton if he doesn't have shtei sarvis growing under eva or erva. So usually you assume kol shehigia l'chalal shanim hegia l'chalal simanim. That's a Gemara in Nida. Gemara Nida says it about women, and never really says it about men. So that's the Rishonim assume that it applies. Some say that it's not the same, that men and women are not the same. But we usually assume kol shegila chalal shanim, egila chal simanim, probably hashtei sarah. So there's a chumra. So the Gemara says you don't have the right to assume like that. The Gemara is talking about women. You don't have a right to assume like that for the purpose of chalitza. Chalitza can only be done, let's say the father married the daughter up, she's only 10 years old. She's not a gedolah yet, so she's an eshes ishman ator. Then the husband died, and obviously she never had any children yet. She's only 10 years old. She couldn't have any children, she's 10 years old. And he never had any children from any other wife either. So the poor little girl needs chalitza. So the Mishnah says in Yivam, it's a perek mitzvah chalitza. You have to wait till she becomes a gedolah to do the chalitza. So strictly speaking, she's 12 years old, she had a bas mitzvah party already, so we assume that she is a gedolah. The Gemara said, there's a chumra, b'negeh tu chalitza, you should check to make sure that she has the shtei saris. The Gemara says, you have women check, instead of having men, because men are terve, you rely on the chazakeh, the rubber lo said, come on, she probably does have shtei saris. It's only a chumra, midirabanon, so if the women will check her, it's not the acheretz, a man should check, so a woman should check this little girl to see if she has shtei sarim. So there's a stir in the Magen Avraham in two places whether that chumrah applies only to inyone erevo, only to inyone ishus, like writing a get. A kid is going to write a get, you have to write the get lishmo. To yimatam and eshus ish. So if the kid is 13, 14 years old and he doesn't have a beard growing yet, he doesn't have hair growing on his fingers over here, so maybe he does not have shtei saris yet. If he has the beard growing again, he has hair over here, so you know that for sure he has shtei saris on the Evo Erevah. But if he's a young bar mitzvah boy, so we're machmer not to allow him to write the get, not to allow him to sign the get, because that's like in Yonah Ishus, so that's like the same with Chalitza. You don't rely on the Chazakah kol shigila chlal shan megila chlal siman. What about when he get to learn Parsha Zohar? If you hold Parsha Zohar as the Raisa, the kid is by mitzvah, can it be? Might see everybody with Parsha Zohar. So that's, according to those who hold that as the Raisa, so that's a steer in the Magen Avraham. In one place, the Magen Avraham says that the Gemara Nida that says that you have to be Boidik for Chalitza applies to all din of the Raisa. To be mitzarfim to a minion, to give him an aliyah, that's all the Rabbanans. But for a real din deraisa, he should be the Baltakeya. He should be mostly everybody with Parsha Zohar, and then you have to be Machmer to be Boidik for Shtei Saris. And the other place, the Magen Avraham writes, no, it's only a chumer by Inyane Erva, Inyane Yishus. To write a get, or to be a Sofer, to sign the get, to be one of the Edom on the get, or to do Chalitza. For that, you have to be Boidik. So when Rav Chaim Kanievsky was a young boy, he wanted to, he was bar mitzvah already, he wanted to help out in Afiyas on Matzah, so they were machmer, that Matzah you need a seal lishma. So they wouldn't let him do anything that really needs a lishma, so the only thing they allowed him to do was, he should scream out the Shem Matzah's mitzvah. He did the screaming, but he wasn't Shem Matzah's mitzvah to remind all the other burkas that they should have in mind the Shem Matzah's mitzvah. He did the announcing, that's all. But they didn't allow him to do the Nesinas Amayim. He wanted to, but they didn't allow him to do the Nesinas Amayim or the Lisha or the Afiyah, the real things that need Lishma, they didn't let him do.
We say Yishim Mishum Kitzo, do we say Kamal Bidrav Minei when we light a fire? Does that mean that every rego we consider like he's doing a Maisa Heber? Like he's constantly lighting, or we just attribute it all the way back to the original Maisa, and it's no longer considered a Maisa?
We'll have to, that's a major topic, a major machlokes in the Rishonim, because Kam Levi the Rabbin only applies if it's Biyidna, Bevasachas, the Chiyim Misa, but the Chiyim Mamana, Bevasachas. So how is it Bevasachas? The barn gets burnt down, and then the Yevon is all the way over there. I made a fire over here, and then the whole city burns down, and then after a few hours, then the Yevon, who's chained to his bed or whatever, then the Ebed gets burnt to death. So it's not Bidna, it's not Bevasachas. So we'll have to discuss that. The Rishonim talk about that, but that's too far off of our topic. We're going to get to it, believe not, this year. Yeah.
This thing by the Shtei Saris, so the Rishonim in Perek Maser Mary talked about that it's only considered Shum Ba'alma if he had Saris beforehand, before Bar Mitzvah.
The Gemara is Loshen. If a kid has Shtei Saris before Bar Mitzvah, Shuma Bialma Shuma means a growth, like some people have on their arm, they have hair in the middle of nowhere, a growth that has hair, some people have on their chin or something like that, all of a sudden a growth.
So how old does the boy have to be to assume that the Cyrus are not Shuma Bialma?
The Cyrus have to begin growing after he reaches 13.
So let's say he already had Cyrus before he was.
So those are discounted, he has to grow new Cyrus. So the question is, the kid is gonna say Kiddush. He's bar mitzvah on Shabbos. And he's gonna say Kiddush at the bar mitzvah party on Friday night to be motzi everybody. So the Shtei Cyrus grew in 10 minutes. They dav Ma'ariv 2 minutes after Tzeisa Kocham. So you assume that the Shtei Cyrus grew. He's not really being moitzi anybody anything with Ma'ariv. He says Baruch Hu. Okay, even if he's a Kotan, he can say Baruch Hu. He can say the Kaddish Tizkabel. Okay, but then he's going to say Kiddush 15 minutes later. So you assume the Shtei Cyrus grew. Shtei Cyrus have to have a certain minimum length. It can't grow so quickly. So that's a big problem. I remember Rabbi Gifter once said, I remember he raised the issue. I didn't hear him give a good answer. How can you the kid say Kiddush to be Moitzi everybody? How do you assume that right away he's already bar mitzvah?
So
Tari Paschim that applies to all deraisa or just
usually we're machmer that by all deraisas you have to be bodic to make sure that there is deis Cyrus. Yeah.
There's who disagrees with that?
The two Magen Avrams. The Netziv has a volume of Shadis and Chuvas. What's it called? Meshav Dover. Shuvas Meshav Dover is by the Netziv. So in the end of a Chelak, it's all one volume. And then the Chelak Aleph in the volume has the Oris on Shulchan Aruch. So he points out this steer in the Magen Avraham. He talks about this steer in the Magen Avraham. And it's the Oris that goes simon by simon on Shulchan Aruch.
I think it won't help because
you
won't be able to tell if it grew before or after. Check it right after.
Okay. I don't know. It's a big problem. That's a big problem. So again, so all of those people who use normal strings for tzitzis, most people do not spend so much money to use avodas yad. So the shitasim, they should use they should be allowed to use machine shmura. For those who are machma, you got to have hand shmura to make sure that it's lishma. So they should be machma to have tzitzis avodas yad also. So that's Medina de Gemara. Gemara says converting the wool into string for tzitzis, that lochalade is bein l'rab bein l'shmol, that has to be done l'shmol. So those who are machmer on the hen shmure, they should be machmer on the tzitzis avodas yad. Most people are not machmer on the tzitzis. So mikra adin, you should really be mekel as well to assume that ishem shemchitzel in kol haTorah kula. So the so we said yesterday that we assume Ishim Shem Chitzav applies in Kol HaTorah Kula, and we explained that's why we have a din in Kiddush and Daf Chabeis that by Kinyan Hagboah, Kinyan Meshicha, you don't have to do the whole Hagboah yourself. The Gemara says in Amrechas Hasrina, that's in Bava Basra, if it's a light thing, a pair of glasses you're buying from the store, it can't be kind of Meshicha. It's so light, easy to pick up, you have to do Hagboah. And if it's a heavy thing, then if you do Meshicha, it's also good. Mishicha and Hagba consider hachnas into your rishus. The real pasuk and chumash is v'nasan biyada or imatzi simatzi biyada. Yad is their raisa and chotzer is their raisa. That's l'chol ha'deis. And mishicha and Hagba is considered as if it, you brought it into what's considered your rishus. So let's say you want to be kind of a behema with mishicha Hagba. So it isn't necessary have to schlep the behema. So the Gemara says if I whistle to the behema, kari lo behibo. I whistle to the behemoth comes to me, that's also called Meshicha. What Tosfos said, Balei Tosfos didn't know that elephant, they never saw elephants. They knew the Gemara talks about the elephant, a pill, but they never saw an elephant, but they lived in France and Germany. There are no elephants over there. So Tosfos imagined if an elephant can jump up in the air. So the Tosfos writes in Kiddush in the first parak, if you wave Chavila Shalzmairus, you wave the elephants enjoy certain type of delicious fruits. So you're going to wave the branch that has that fruit on it, and the elephants are going to jump up. According to Rashi, three tochim. Elephants are going to jump up three tochim. According to Tosfos, all you need is hagbor, one tefach, okay. Elephants don't jump one tefach either, apparently. They don't jump at all. So that's the din, if you get the animal to jump up. So why is that good? So the answer is, I did the Meshicha, I did the hagbor. It's a koyach hachem yorbay. I harness the natural force. What's a natural force? Not electricity. Not I'm harnessing, and not a wind, ruach metzuya. I'm harnessing the force. I whistle to the animal, and the animal runs towards me. Or I whistle, I wave the thing up, and the animal jumps up. So that's hagbah, that's meshicha. We assume karachach and murabai works and kol haTorah kula. Not just in the zikin, not like that opinion that Rav Elbele wrote up a whole dvar Torah. You should know that there is such an opinion, but we don't pass on like that opinion. We really don't hold like that. So we hold Koach Hachem Yorba is good for Mashiach and good for Hagbo. So the Ktsoi says, the Kasha, we said over yesterday, there's a Gemara in Bava Basra, the second Perek, Machikim Mitzudah Sadag, Men Adakim Malo, Ritza Sadag, that another fisherman set up his nets, he set a whole system. So it's a Nisa Hasog HaSgul, I'm not allowed to take away his Parnasa. If I want to go fish also, because I'm Tehet, there's a big ocean, go fish somewhere else. Don't look to catch fish over here. Since I came first, so that's Hasogas Gul. If you take away my parnasa, so what do you say Hasogas Gul? It should be Gezel Mamish. He puts in bait, and because he left the bait there, so that's why the fish either swim sideways. That should be called Meshicha, or some of the fish will swim upwards. That'll be called Hagbah. So why isn't the first fisherman kind of the fish that go for the bait? Why isn't he kind of them in Atar with the Mashiach and Hagbah? So the Ktzoy says that kash. So the Nesivus answers, if the Koach Acham Yoreba doesn't kick in until later, at the time that I'm doing my Maisa, the Koach Acher, I know it's going to come. Vadai, the fish are going to come. It always works every day. I catch fish like that. But if the fish didn't start swimming right away, if the Koach Acher is simultaneous with my Maisa, I'm waving the Chavilis Moris now, and while I'm waving it, the animal jumps up. Or I'm whistling to the animal, and the animal responds to me. It takes over where I left off. I whistle to the puppy or to the cat, whatever, and I say, come here, and then it comes right away. So either it takes over, the Koach Acher takes off right after I do my Maisa, or simultaneously with my Maisa. But if the Koach Acher doesn't begin to function until later, that's like Kol Lo Chitzav. Then you don't say Yishem Mishum Chitzav, that's only going to be Yishem Mishum Amonim. So that's a Tosfos in Sanhedrin. There's a big Tosfos in Dafayin Zayin, and not big fat Tosfos, takes up the whole width of the page. So Tosfos talks about Ritzicha, that Ishim Shem Chitzav is even Chayvan Ritzicha. You say, come Levi the Rabbinai, so Pashem Shat is Chayvan Ritzicha, it's a dinner called a Torah Kula. So Tosfos is bothered with Kashas, that there are certain Kashas. If Ishim Mishum Chitzvah, the dinim should be different by Shechita and by Ritzicha. So Tosfos says, if I leave Avna Sakenim Asoi on the roof and the wind is not blowing yet, I know the wind is going to blow. They said on the news, on the weather, that the wind is going to start, there's going to be a tornado later today. So I know to expect it, but the wind is not blowing yet. I left such a heavy Avna Sakenim Asoi on the rooftop, the regular wind, the Ruch Mitzui is not going to blow it off. It's too heavy. But I expect the Ruch She'eni Mitzuyah today, but it didn't start yet. It's blowing over there, but it's not blowing over here. The Koach Acher didn't begin to relate to my Avna Sekeinu Masai till later. So that L'chol HaDeis, that's only going to be Ishim Mishum Amon. That's not going to be Ishim Mishum Chitza. Okay, so that we learned on Daf Chav Beis, that was as an introduction to the Tosfos on Daf Chav. Yes.
We assume that whistling is enough of a maisa to have Koach Acher Yoreba even start, because it's different than lighting. It's dibur. It's not like something along those lines. Is that really enough to? Wouldn't Koach Acher have to be start to an actual maisa that I did?
Let's say a person knows how to think, and by thinking he causes. I want to be kind of the glasses. So by my thinking, the glasses jump up and it falls down. Would that be called the Hagbah? If you think and you make any davka maisa Hagbah, you need a maisa Hagbah, you just need that it should be mugba, mikochi. There is what to discuss. There is a Gemara in Kiddushin, maybe a difference between Mashiach and Hagbah. Could be that Mashiach needs a maisa Mashiach, and Hagbah just means it should be mugba machmasi. You don't even need a maisa Hagbah. I don't know. It's a good question. We got to learn more Gemaras and Kiddush. Okay, we've gone too far off. Okay, so let's get back. This was yesterday, and today was all Hakdamah to learn this Tosfos on Davar. So let's see again. So there's one of the Midrash HaTorah in the Derech HaSbam, we said 10 times, that's not mentioned in the Braiser of Bishmoy Lomer, Bishlosh HaSbam, the Derech HaSbam. The Midrash doesn't use Kalal Prat HaKlal. We don't know how to use the B'shoi B'chalal, Yatzman HaKlal. All this is beyond us. So the Midrash that we use today, the Gemara says, Kol HaTorah Kula, is Dimuye to be Medama Milsa LeMilsa. That's how we write all the Tshuvas since the days of the Gemara. Even the days of the Amoraim, they didn't really know so well how to use all of the other Midrash HaTorah and the Derech HaSbam. So the Midrash we use is Medama Milsa LeMilsa. That's Mamatzinu. So the Gemara says there are two kinds of Mamatzinu. Ischadam ichadam and ischadam itarti. That's how Gemara Hamad Al. Gemara Hamad Al here doesn't really say that they're different midas. Gemara just says there's ischadam ichadam and ischadam itarti. We said that's a Gemara in Chulin, Kuf Yudala, that the Prima Godim talks about, in one of his little Svarim, in the Ginas Verodim. Gemara Chulin says there's a difference in the midas Shatern Rashi's Ben. If ischadam ichadam Chodemetarda with respect to a pircha called the, okay, some detail not kemina, but they're considered two different midas. So the Mishnah says, Arba avos nezikin, and then atzara shava shebem. What do you need atzara shava for? So the Gemara says, that tells you, sometimes you have told the same kriyat spem, it's a chode mechode. The gifa neshicha revitza beita is a chode mechode. Those are told us of keret. And then, tinfasa peris lahanasas, well, I forgot already what, a whole bunch of things are told at the shen veregel. Shen veregel, the same thing. Exactly the same thing. The Rambam and the Sefer Mitzvahs counts it as one mitzvah, shen veregel. It's the same dinim. So you have things that Echad HaMichad told us of Shem Beregel, told us of Keren, told us of Eish, told us of Bor, and then you have things that are told us based on Atzar HaShava, Echad HaMitarti. So the Amoraim give four different examples. So the Gemara is going to discuss why is that based on Atzar HaShava Shevem? Lasu Yimai, what told us are you learning out based on Atzar HaShava Shevem, Echad HaMitarti? So Amar Abai, you have Abai and Rav and different Amoraim giving different suggestions. So let's say Avnus the Kenem Asa Shinichem Rosh Gago the Noflu Beruach Metzuya VeHiziku. The Gemara says Hechi Dami. He behadid the Kaz LeKamaski Hainu Eish. If the Hezek occurred while it's flying in the air, so that's Koyach Hachem Yurabai. Mashne Eish the Koyach Hachem Yurabai mean despite the fact. So I say fine. Koyach Hachem Yurabai is not a reason to say that Yechai Koyach Hachem Yurabai is a reason to say that you should really be potter. Tosfos explained. But despite the fact that it's a koach hachem yurabai, nonetheless, the Torah says that the whole pe'ula relates back to me, because I was the one who set the whole thing up. So I harnessed the natural force, the wind, that's blowing. So that koach hachem yurabai relates back to me, it's considered my ma'aseh. So the Gemara says, ma'ishneish, the koach, despite the fact koach hachem yurabai, since b'mancha shmiras en alecha, it's your responsibility, Taisa says, "Mamoncha is labdavki, even if it's not his mamon." There was a difficult Rashi on the sugya of Isha Mishem Chitz of Isha Mishem Mamono. The Rashi said, "What's the difference, Isha Mishem Mamono? What if it's not my Eish?" Taisa said, "That's ridiculous. It doesn't have to be your Eish. You're the Bala Mazik. We call you the Bala Mazik. He called you the Balabor. Balabor Yishalem. It says in Chumash Balabor. Why is he Balabor? He dug a hole in the middle of the street." The street belongs to the municipality, it doesn't belong to them. So Taisa says, the Gemara says, Shnei Dvar Meinim Meshusa Shalom Nasar. Asar Nakasu Kilehem Meshusa. Where was that? Chav Tesem and Beis, I think. Someone showed us where it was. So by Yesh is the same as by Boy. You don't say Mamoncho literally. That was a difficult Rashi. That's what Taisa says. Mamoncho is Labdavke. So this Gemara also, Mamoncho is Labdavke. So the Gemara says, that's Mamish Yesh. Elabasa denaichi, so must be that he left Abnas Akena Masoi. The Ruch Matsuya knocked it down, and before, on top of the roof, no one's going to trip on the Abnas Akena Masoi. The roofer, when he goes twice a year to fix the roof, he's going to be careful. He's not going to fall out of Abnas Akena Masoi. So we're talking, I left Abnas Akena Masoi. And I know that we expect winds. There are always going to be winds that are going to be heavy enough to knock Davna Sekhen Masoi down to the ground. In the course of the year, they're certainly going to be. And it fell down. Basit Denaicha fell down. And then someone tripped on it on the bottom. So the Gemara says, so why is that a Tzad HaShava? Why is that a Chodem Mitarte? Idav Kirinu, if he was Mafka Davna Sekhen Masoi, Kozman was on top of the roof. Why should he be Mafka? But he knows that the heavy wind came. Knocked it on the ground, he's not going to go look for it. Who knows where it's floating around somewhere in the city. So he's going to be mafkirit. So he dafkirinu, the Bela Rabbe Nishmol, Haina Bor. So what's the Tzad HaShava? Mashna Moshkan Tchilas Lasyasa Lenezik, it's Bor. This is a Chodem Mechoda. Why is it a Chodem Mitarta? Ella must be Deloy Afkirinu. It was not mafkirit. So the Gemara said, but still if you're like Shmuel, and usually when there was a machlokes Rabbi Shmuel, the Gemara has Mecharis Hilchas to Rabbi Suri Kishmuel Bedina. So this is Dini Mamas. We usually paskin like Shmuel. Dini Mamas. Hey, we do paskin like Shmuel. The Eladalei Afkirinu, so the Gemara said, if you all like Shmuel, Dalma Kulam and Borla Madna Haina Bor Vaiter, it's a Chodem Mechoda. It's not a Chodem Mitar. The Gemara says, no, Le'olam Dafkirinu. The Dalma Lebor, because you need, the Bor is where you dug the Bor, where you left Avnas and Kedemas on the street, someone trips and they fall over there. But here he left Avnas HaKedem Masoi B'Rosh HaGag, and on the Rosh HaGag it's not a Takola. But he knows that in the course of the year there's going to be a heavy wind that's going to knock it down on the ground. So because the wind is not blowing now, it's not going to be Yishim Mishim Chitzav, because the Koach HaChemer Bo only kicks in later. So that's going to be a maximum Yishim Mishim Amono. That was the Nesiva said that. And that was basically the Tosis and Sanhedrin. And Dafayim Ches, the Chazanish reads, there's a line in Tosis that's very unclear. So the Chazanish says that's what it means. The same was what Rab Chaim wrote in his Sefer, in the Hilchos Shchedim, on a totally different area. He made that distinction, and that's what the Nesiva said, Benegiah to the Din Koach HaChemer Bo by Kinyan Mashiach and Kinyan Hagbor. So the Gemara says over here, the Koach HaChemer Bo only kicks in later. The wind is not blowing now. So it's only going to be Yishim Mishum Amon. It's not going to be Yishim Mishum Chitzav. But it's not outright Eish. It's a combination of Eish and Bor. Okay, Shoy. So that's Abai. And then Rava, masking with Abai, Rava gives an additional case. He left the Abna Sekenemasa on the street, and it's in a place where people are going to walk, and people are obviously going to tread on it, they're going to kick it, and at the end of a couple of days, it's going to be on the other side of the city. He left it on the eastern side of the city. If he wait long enough, it'll show up on the western side of the city. So when he left it, it didn't make any hezek. Could have theoretically made a hezek, but it didn't. Didn't make the hezek till it reached the other side of the street. So that's a tzara shava of Borin Eish.
So earlier we mentioned the case of the fisherman, who said, and we stated that as long as the wind or whatever comes later, then it's not considered nesek, or it's not considered. So why is it again in this
the
case?
The Koach HaChemer Bo doesn't relate back to me that it should be Odom. It's not considered if I did the Hagbor, if I did the Meshicha. It's Yishim Mishum Mamono. It won't be Yishim Mishum Chitza, it'll be Yishim Mishum Mamono. But for Meshicha and Hagbor, you need that the Koach Acher, the elephant who's jumping, or the fish who's swimming, should be related to me. It only relates to me if the fish is swimming, starts swimming right after I put the bait. He doesn't swim right after I put the bait, then I walk away, and then the fish will realize that there's bait there, then they'll come. So the Koach Acher doesn't begin to function until after I do my maisa. So there is no din of Koach HaChemer Bo relating back to me. Then you don't say Yishim Mishim Chitzav. Rav Soloveitchik said he was once visiting by Rav Chaim Oizer. As long as Rav Moshe Soloveitchik was in Europe, he talked and learning with his father. Rav Moshe Soloveitchik moved to America and he taught here in the yeshiva. And so he had to have someone to talk to him and learning. So when he went to university in Berlin, he used to travel to Vilna to talk and learning with Rav Chaim Oizer. All the yeshiva guys did that. Everybody spoke and learning with Rav Chaim Oizer. He was a big Pesach, but he spoke and learning. So he said on one occasion, he remembers there was a fire in Rav Chaim Moshe's home, and he was running out of the house, and he was bibehol, and he was trying to save all of his farm, trying to save all the things. The yeshiva guy came over, and he wants to talk and learning. So Rav Chaim Moshe said, now you're talking and learning, the house is on fire. He said, he wants to talk about the sugi, Yishim Mishim Chitza, in Yonah the Yoma. Rabbi Salvation said he was there when it happened. He thought it was humorous. Shiva Bach. In Yana the Yaimu, and Stuck of Ishim Shemchit. So, Nachamos, what does Rabbi say? Boram is Galgal, Barag Lodam, or Barag Lebehema. So the Gemara said, Hechidami, what's the case that he needed Tzadashav? Idi Afkirinu, if he was Mafkirit, Sahaina Bor. Mashlim Bor, Tridus, fine. Elo, what? The Loy Afkirinu knew the din is like Shmuel. So Shmuel Dam Kolma Bar Lamana Haina Bar. He's a Vayta Bar. So what's the problem? The Olam Gemara says Dafkirinu. Even if he was Mafkir, and it's not Chodem Echoda. It's not a straight told the Bar because the Leidom El Bar. Malavosh Kain Ma'isav Garmulo Bar. He dug the Bar and someone fell in. Bar is a Takala. Bar is a Michshel. So someone walked over here and he fell in, or he tripped and he broke his head on the ground. We'll have to see the Gemara later about what does it mean exactly. Told the Bar Avdei Sekeinu Masai. He hit himself on the ground. The ground is not my bor. The avnas of Kenim Asah is my bor. But the karko elam is ikosah. So we'll have to get to that later. But the Gemara says here, l'adom mi lebor, because he needed a karach hacham yoreboy to move the bor from this side of the trip when it was not in its original location. L'adom mi lebor, because bor is the hezek gerd maisav gormalo. We're talking about, honey, ain't maisav gormalo. It happened in a different location. So that's a tzara shava, the Gemara says, that's a tzara shava from Shor and Bor. Fine. Tarashava from Shorenbar. So on this Gemara, Rashi crossed out a Girsa. Where's the Rashi?
Bora
Hamizgalgal. Bora Hamizgalgal. Okay. Well, he left it. It didn't happen. The Gilgalo Ragli Adam Ibn Lamakamach Vizika Sham. Wait. So where's the Rashi? Oh, the next Rashi. He added the Azli Komaski. If the Hezek occurred while it's flying in the air, so the Gemara says Koychehu. So the one who kicked it should be held responsible. He behadid the Hasli Komaski, the Hesik occurred while it's flying in the air, so then it should be Oda Mamazik. So Rashi says, Loigoras. That's, we already have, our Gemara was already touched up. Our Gemara, they already corrected the Girsa. A lot of times Rashi writes, Hochi Garsina. Obviously, it means that there was another Girsa that he didn't like. And in our editions, usually we don't know what the other gear said. Here, Rashi was nice enough to tell us what the wrong gear said was that he took out. Often Rashi just says, Hochi Garsina, doesn't tell you what the wrong gear says. Fine. So he says, Loi Garsina, why is Loi Garsina? So Tosis writes, B'chol Asvarim Kosuv, he ba'arad kasu kamaski koichuhu, so it should be Ora Mamasik, the one who kicked the Shibachai. Pirish B'chun is the Loi Garsina. Why is Loi Garsina? The time of what's Rashi's reason? Why did Rashi cross out the girsa that was b'chol asvarim? Why did Rashi not like him? Mishum damin al kam b'amirch tav chavzayin al beis. The Gemara has an in it. Ein darkness lo b'yadim is b'yad in the drachma. People walk on the street. They don't walk, the behemoths walk with their heads down. But human beings walk with their head up. So you don't see what's on the ground. So there's going to be avnas sekinim asoy. You're not necessarily going to notice that it's there. So you can't say, b'yadid dekaz likamaski. Koichehu, so the one who kicked it should be chayev because of Oram HaMazik. Koiche kegufa Oram HaMazik. So that's why Rashi crossed it out, because it wouldn't be Oram HaMazik based on the Gemara. And Dr. Shalbaradam is by the Bedrochim. People don't notice what's there. Ubala takola nami. So the one who was walking, you can't hold him responsible. Because in Dr. Shalbaradam is by the Bedrochim. What about the one who left the Avnes Akinah Masor there? Balatakola Nami Ein Lechayv Omitam Odom Ham. The Gemara says Behad the Kazel Kamasti Koychayu. That was the Girsa that Rashi crossed out. He Behad the Kazel Kamaski Koychayu. Koych means it's an Odom Hamazik. So what's an Odom Hamazik? The guy who kicked it, Odom Hamazik. So Tosha says in Darkam Shemarim is Bainim Bedrochim. So it's like Odom Hamazik Bain is Gomer. Interesting. That's apparently where Rashi. It's like Adam Amazik by his Gama. Even though the Mishnah says Adam Odliyana ben Meshogig ben Memezid, and the gears on the side is ben Meyonis ben Merot, that's Chavava Meralef. The end of the second paragraph, Chavava Meralef, is the famous Mishnah Adam Odliyolam ben Meshogig ben Memezid ben Er ben Yoshan. And on the side they quote that in the Gemara Sanhedrin, when this Mishnah is quoted. So the gear says there, Ben Bishogig, Ben Yonis, Ben Berot. So Tosis writes later, it's not to be taken literally, Ben Yonis. I think we spoke a little bit about the Tosis, on Chav Zayin on the base. Tosis did maskol, the Shmuel Lama Bafel Roshon. So Tosis proves the Adam Amazik, Boinis Gomer is Potter. That's how we pass on the Shulchan Aruch. Adam Amazik, Boinis Gomer is Potter. Tosis even goes further. Tosis says, even Yonis Ge'en Geneva, also Potter. It's not really Oynis Gom. Oynis Kanganeb is also put that is not even mentioned. Tosis has such a fantastic shtickle Torah. Everybody in Yeshivas knows that Tosis Chazayim made. It's not quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. Didn't make its way into the Shulchan Aruch. The Ramban, everybody knows the Ramban also. Ramban holds that Oynis Rachmanet Patre doesn't pata from Mammon. Adam Amazik Boynis Gomer is also Chayiv. And the Gemara has Nafal Menagag Baruch Sheinim Mitzuya. Where is that Gemara? A guy was Nafam and Agag Baruch She'enim Mitzuya. So it is Chayv, so the Ramban has a formulates a statement. Afilu Kiruach Sa'ora Shalelio. Even if it's a tornado. And he didn't hear on the news that they're expecting a tornado. The guy is standing on the roof, and all of a sudden, middle of nowhere, a tornado and throws him down, and he smashes someone's window, or he smashes someone's car, whatever. So the Ramban holds even Odama Mazik Bain is Gomer is also Chayim. So we don't pass like the Ramban, we don't pass like the Tosfos, Chav Zayin and the Beis. We pass like the Rambam and the Ravid. The Enes Rachmana Patri is a Pasik and Kol HaTorah Kulam. It's not just a din. The original Pasik for Lanar Velasasa Dovar, Ein Lanar Echet Mavis, happens to be speaking about the Chi of Misha, Enes Misha. But the Gemara applies it to the Feirish, to other cases also, not only to Enes Misha. The Gemara says, if you do kiyam atanai ba'oynis, let's say the guy gives his wife a get. The Gemara in the beginning of Ksubis and the Gittin, then gives his wife a get, and he's always traveling away on business, and he's always making millions of dollars. The wife says, but I want a husband, I don't want $1 million. You're never home. I want you to give me a get. I want to marry a husband who's going to be with me. I don't want a husband who's making money, never home. So he says, darling, if I don't come back within a week, I raise a gitach. And he plans to, he's arranging, he's going to come back. And then there's an airline strike. Nobody can, everybody's stuck. Wherever you are, you can't come. So it's not his fault. So the Gemara says, since the Kiyam Atanai was Ba'inus, his not coming back was Ba'inus. Every month he was stuck in South Africa. He can't walk. He was going to take a taxi. He lives in New York. He can't take a taxi from South Africa. He can't come back home. It's impossible. So the Gemara says, since the Kiyam Atanai was Ba'inus, it's not called the Kiyam Atanai. You're not saying it's part of a Ba'inus Misa. You're not talking about Ba'inus Rachmana Patre to relieve him from a punishment. You're talking about whether the Misa of not coming back, did he do the Kiyam Atanai? So you say Kiyam Atanai Ba'inus Min HaTorah is not called the Kiyam Atanai. The Rabbanon, it's a whole discussion in the Gemara. But on the level of the rice, the Kiyam Atanai Ba'inus doesn't count. Gemara says based on the pasuk, v'la naira l'sasadam. So you see, not like the Ramban. You see, the Ramban sort of is implying Ba'inus Rachmana Patri is only a p'tur from Misa, and it's not a hapkuas ha'maisa. From all the Gemaras, we don't really accept that Ramban. We pass on the Shulchan Aruch. Adam Amazik Ba'inus Gomer is p'tur. That's we don't say all the way what Tosfos said on Chav Zayin and Beis. The Mamaschol the Shmuel on Tosfos even Ba'inus Kain. Geneva is also potter. We don't accept the Taisa. But Enes Gomer is potter. So that's what Taisa says. And Anardaf, and Vav and Meral, and Darkon Shal Ben Yodim, Lizbein and Bedrochim. So if you're walking in the street and you kick something and it smashes a window something, you're going to be potter from that. Taisa is explaining within Rashi. Rashi crossed out the Girsa, because the Girsa says, He ba'ara de ka'azali ka'maski ko'ichehu, it's out of my mazik, ayyidei ko'icha, ko'icha ki'gufoi. So Tosfos explains in Rashi, why did he cross out the Girsa? That's going to be Adam HaMazik Ba'inus Gomer. So Tosfos thinks that it's not correct. Tosfos says, the one who kicked it is, first explaining right, the one who kicked it is not Chai, because in Dr. Shpanah is Ba'inus Bedrochim, that's Adam HaMazik Ba'inus Gomer. Maybe he means the Bala Takola is not Chai. The Bala Takola is not Chai. Is chay mitam odam hamazik? Balatakola nami, the one who left the avnas sekinim asoy, the boram is galgal. He left avnas sekinim asoy, and it's a light thing, and people when they walk they kick it. So the gemara, the girsa was a bad to kalas and kamasik koichehu. The one who left it in the street is koichai. Nah, the Tosfos says the one who kicked it, the one who kicked it. Rashi crosses out the Girsa, it can't be Koche, because Einus Gomer. Adam HaMazik Ba'inus Gomer. Tosfos is going to say, Tosfos is going to answer it. It's not Einus Gomer. And Dakan Shadim is Ba'inus Bedrochim means he doesn't notice, so he'll kick it a little bit. But he kicks it so hard that it smashes someone's window. Ad Kadei Kache, it's not an Einus Gomer. That's all the Mordli Oilam, Be'im Shagig, Be'im Amazin. So Rashi crossed out the Girsa. Why? So you can't say, the Rashi holds, you can't say the one who kicked the koichehu because Einus Gomer his potter, and you can't say that the one who left him in the street koichehu. How can that be koichehu? He left him in the street, and then someone else kicked it. The maximum you can say the one who left in the street is chay mitam bor, chay mitam eish, but you can't say koichehu. Koichehu means koichehu kegufa tzora mamazik. Can't be Orem HaMazik. That's what it's about. Ubala takola nami ein lechai b'mitam Orem HaMazik elam shim t'choshi kiruch mitzuya v'abi eish. You can say that it's isho, eish, but it's not going to be isho m'shem chitzov. It's not going to be isho m'shem chitzov. So Rashi crossed out that girsa. When it gets to the one who kicked it, he's on his gama, he's going to be putter. Rashi understood. And when it gets to the one who left it, forget the balatakon and left it. How can you say kechu? And the maximum he can say, it's eish, it's bor, it's mamoinai, but he can't say it's otamamaz. So Taisa says, they don't think, they lemochka bishvil kach. That's insufficient cause to change your girsa. That's always a big issue. When do you. How convinced are you that there's a mistake in the manuscript that you changed the gears? Apparently, the Rabbi Natan used to be magia a lot of gearsoys in the Gemara, and his older brother, the Rashbam, told him to calm down. He said, "When you think there's a mistake, right on the margin, I think there's a mistake. Don't cross it out in the text, because the next scribe is going to only copy what you write, and maybe you're." Convictions are not so correct. Maybe you're wrong. So right on the margin, you think it's a mistake, but don't cross it out. You look at Tosis Rid, he's crossing out right and left. He's crossing out complete paragraphs in the Gemara. He's pretty wild, yeah. More so than other Rishonim.
This should say in the Ramban, Adam Amud Olam, even by Anas Gamar. So I think he says in Yerushalmi that we talked about the Tosfos Brach that what happens if you're a Yashan, you're a Pater. So he says, why are you Pater for breaking the person's kli? Because he was Poshea.
She is an Izik.
She is an Izik. So what would be the din if I put someone else's kli next to someone's sitting? Meaning like someone with Poshea, but it wasn't his kli. So who has to pay him? And then,
Stama, the guy who put it there, that's he put the kli there, and he knows that people in their sleep toss and turn. That's like a ruach mitzuya. So the one who put the kli, if the nizik himself put his kli there, so then Yerushalmi says you put it because pshiyas on nizik, so you don't have to pay. But if a third person, not the one who smashed it, not the owner of the kli, a third person mistama chayiv, because he knows that the guy's going to toss and turn in his sleep. There's a good chance you're going to break it.
Because I saw it in Mikra Shlomo, where Shlomo Zalman says that the person sleeping would have to pay.
Person sleeping has to pay?
I thought that was funny.
I don't know. We'll have to learn more. Okay. We'll have to discuss it. We'll have to learn more Gemara. I don't know. Okay. We have to find out what's Groma. Maybe it's Groma. Okay. You got to figure it out. So what does Tosfos say? The Taisa says they don't think that it's sufficient cause to cross out a girsa. Where is it? Bein lamochka bishvil kach. That's insufficient cause. The leinik, with respect to the leinian, kedei sheliechol kol kach bechoizik sheyatizu veyaziku at kedei kach is darkel hispain and shaper. Ain darkel shemarim hispain and bedrochem. So whatever's on the ground, you're not gonna know. They said you're gonna kick it. It's gonna move a little bit. But it's not going to fly in the air with such a force that it's going to smash someone's window. It's going to bruise him. It's going to injure people. Respect to that, it is darkan lizbani medrachim lohachi parech koichehu yischayev hamegalgel hakol. The one who kicked it is mamisha adam amazik, and it's not a nine is gomer, and he'll be chayev koichehu koichah kegufa, and he'll be chayev. So Taisa takes over this case. Because the Gemara said koichahu. The Gemara said that Rashi crossed out. Taisa thinks that it is correct. V'yischayv ha-megalgal ha-kol v'lo balat ha-kolet. Balat ha-kolet not be chayv anything. Why not? Why don't you say that shnayim she-hiziku? Why don't you say the balat ha-kolet should pay half and the megalgal should pay half? V'yaf al-gav. That the gabi kelev she-notal ha-charor v'holach le-godish. Parach b'gemara, I think the vav is a mistake. My gemara says u parach b'gemara. Should say parach b'gemara. I think Mari has the kasha with a chayav balag achelas nami shu bal hatakol. I think Mari said they should both be held responsible. The guy left the gachelas without any shmirah, and a caliph came and he took the gachelas and he took it to a godish. So the bal hakelev is chayav. Because he let his kelev roam around, and his kelev took a cold, and he burnt down a whole barn. And the bala gacheles is chayv because he wasn't watching the gacheles. So the balakela pays chatzin ezek, and the balagachelas pays chatzin ezek. That's how the Gemara says. L'chay balagachelas nami shu balatakola. They pay 50-50. So why not say the same over here? Why do you say koichehu and the one who kicked it, the megalgelas chayv hakol? You should say the megalgelas chayv chatzin ezek, and the balatakola is chayv chatzin ezek. They says wrong. Ha'inim shem dekelav labadehu. So therefore, the kelev taking the harare is considered like a koyach hachamurabah vis-a-vis the balagachelas. So koyach hachamurabah, the maaser relates back to the original person, the person who didn't watch his gachelas. So the kelev is a koyach hachamurabah. Aval hocha hamagalgel bar deyahu, since he's a bardas, so you don't say that the maaser of a bardas relates back to someone else with koach hachemura, but that was the Gemara in Kiddushin. That's what he screamed out yesterday. That's mamiru. If a bardas does an action, if I whistle to the puppy and he runs towards me, the koach hachemura relates back to me, so it's considered like I did the mashicha. But if I tell the Ebed, your Odon sold you to me, and he agreed to sell you, and I want you to walk towards me, and that'll be my kinyan mashicha. So even avarim hukshila karkois kinyani karka work. But the Ebed is a Metzias, the Ebed is Metalpilim. So the Gemara says, both either Kinyani Karka or Kinyani Metalpilim work. Usually we divide things up into two categories. Either something is Karka or something is Metalpilim. In the Mishnah and Kiddushin, the first pack lists off, how you kind of Karka is Niknes, Bekesef, or Bishtar, or Bechazok. How you kind of Metalpilim? Pshich, Agbo, Yad, Chotze, fine. But Metalpilim, Kinyani Karka don't work, and Karka, Kinyani Metalpilim don't work. That's a Gemara in Gittin, like that. That's a cloud. On Karka, Kinyan and Metalchem don't work, Metalchem, Kinyan and Karka. The Gemara says you have an Otzitz Nokuv. You have a flower pot and something growing in sand there. So if you have an Ekev on the bottom, whatever is growing in the flower pot is considered Mechub la Karka, Kikarka, because it's Yannick from the ground. If you have an Otzitz Shein or Nokuv, then it's not Yannick from the ground. It's the exact same flower pot, exact same thing. If it has a hole, everything inside is Dinik Kikarka. It doesn't have a hole. Dinik in the talpum. So if it's dinik in the talpum, you can't be hakbor. If it's dinik in the kari, you can't be chazoka. But it's the exact same flower pot. So the Pirishu asked on that Gemara Gittin. Why does it make a difference? Well, you're not talking about a house. You're talking about a flower pot. The exact same. He picks it up. No. Picks it up. Hakbor is only good if it's not to chain or not. If it's not to knock, it doesn't work. So the Pirishu, the Nesivis quotes the Pirishu on that Gemara. You see how you saw it from the Gemara. Kinyani karka don't work on the talpum. Kinyan and Metalpilim don't work on Karka. Kach nemar halacha. Kach nemar halacha. So that's the problem with this Gemara in Kiddushin. The Gemara says, when I'm selling you an Ebeknaini that I have, you can acquire ownership either by making Kinyan and Karka or by making Kinyan and Metalpilim. How come? The answer is because it's both. In Metzias, the Ebed is in Metzias. He's Metalpilim. He's not attached to the ground. But Abonim Hukshala Karkos. There's a pasuk that says, whenever Karka has a special din, Avodim have a hekesh to karka. Where's the pasuk Avodim hushala karkos? It says if you have an Ebed Ivri, you have to let him go free when it comes Shesh and when it comes Yovel. But however, if you have an Ebed Knaini, v'istachaltem osim levnechem achareichem lereshes chuz asolam v'yolam ahem tavoyde. Ebed Knaini doesn't go free. He doesn't go free b'Shesh and he doesn't go free b'Yovel. He goes free b'Shevi Yayin. Ebed Ivri doesn't go free b'Shevi Yayin. Ebed Knaini does go free. But he doesn't go free b'sheish or b'yovel. So the pasuk refers to the Ebed Knaini. He says, "V'histachalta moisem levnechem achareichem lereshes achuz asoylam liyolam bohem tavoidim." So there's a word Yerusha. When my father died, he left me a big Yerusha. That's Yerusha. But the word Yerusha applies to karka or metalpilim. It's a neutral word. But nachlo v'histachalta. Nachla goes on karka. Achuz asoylam. Achuz asoylam goes on karka. So how does it describe? It's nachal tamosim levnechem acharechem lereshes achuz asoylam yalimam tavod. Lereshes is good. But it's nachal tam is strange. And achuz asoylam is strange. So the Gemara says, you see from the pasuk, abadim hukshu lekarkoes. The Chumash uses a loshen that's usually miyuchet for karka. And that's a din in kol ha-ter kula. Einish boim ala karkoes, einish boim ala avodim. And Hashemir, Abba Hashemir manat chayim on karka avodim mishtaris, because abadim hukshu lekarkos. Inat chayiv keifel dalad dehei, inat chayiv keifel on first Mishnah Meruba. Whenever there's a din of karkas, say Sagaram Hukshala Karkas. So that's what the Gemara says in Kedushin. If I want to buy an Ebekhnani from someone else, Ebekhnani is Metalton, let me start Kinyan and Metalton work. And because I bought him Hukshala Karkas, so therefore Kinyan and Karka also work. Is there any Kinyan that works both on Karka and on the Metalton? The Pnei Yeshua had this Gemara by the Otsit Noka, but the Shena Noka, that's in Gitna around Afchav Beis or so, that Gemara. So that he had from the Gemara, Kinyan and Karka don't work on the Metalton, Kinyan and Metalton don't work on Karka. Is there any Kinyan that's a neutral Kinyan? It's a Kinyan. It works on anything and everything. That's Kinyan Chalipin. Because the Pasuk in Megillas Rus says, L'kayim kol davar, anything and everything. So that shows that Kinyan Chalipin is something different. It was never formulated by the Halacha, neither as a Kinyan Karka, nor as a Kinyan Metalton. It's a Kinyan. L'kayim kol davar, works on anything and everything. Okay. So that may come up in the course of the first Perek. We'll see, coming up later. So good, so this is the Tosis. That's what Mr. Lemberger pointed out yesterday. When I whistle to the dog and it comes to me, that's my Meshicha. When I wave the thing on top of the animal, he jumps up, the elephant jumps up, okay? So kind of with Hagbah, it's my Hagbah because of the Koach Acher. But if I whistle to the Eved and I say, the Odin sold you to me, I want you to walk towards me, the Gemara says, a bardas, the evidence of bardas, a daita de napshe kovid. You can't say that the activity that the person does because of my, in response to what I do, that relates back to me, is a bardas. He did the maisa, it doesn't relate back to me. Koach acham yurabah relates back to me. That's the wind and the electricity, a harness of natural force, that the behemoth does something. But not a maisa that a bardas does. If it's a bardas who did it b'shegeg, then Taisa says, Bardas b'shegig is a karachachem yorabai. But if it's a Bardas who did it b'kavona, then he's the balama, he did the hezek. It doesn't relate back to the balat takova.
So, according to the way we're explaining, so then when the kelet picks up the gachalas, it means you put down the gachalas and right away the kelet takes it, not half hour later?
Yeah.
That's the only way that the gachalas is kind of half.
I left the gachelas without shmira, and the kelev takes it, so I'm chayiv half. And
why chayiv half? Because the action of the kelev is a koach acher, urbo of the balak gachelas.
No, it's isha mishum amono. Why do you have to make it into isha mechitza? Isha mishum amono. Probably the kelev probably didn't take the gachelas right away.
Right.
I leave the gachelas unattended, and then the kelev comes and he takes it. If I point to as a shliach, okay, that is, it's considered as if I did the maisa, mamish, yeah. So that's what Tosis distinguishes. So that's the Gemara Kiddushin. The Eved is a barda, so you don't say his maisa relates to me. It's if considered as if I did the mashiach. No. Say that the midlikesh, someone makes a flame. Another person takes someone else's property and he throws it into the fire. So we share equally. The one who made the fire, a guy has a fire in his furnace in the house, not in his furnace. What do you call it?
Fireplace.
In his fireplace. Yeah. Where I go in the summertime, the house has a fireplace. Yeah, so it has a lot of logs there, but we go in the summer. We don't use the fireplace. So if a guy has a fire in his fireplace, and then someone else, there are two guests. So one guest takes the jacket of the other guest and he throws it into the fire. So we both share equally. I have a fire in my fireplace, and one guest takes the jacket of another and he throws it in. He's a rather mamazik. You don't consider him a karach achmir, but I'm not chayt mishumesh. Teda, the mehid legesh. One person makes a fire. Doesn't make sense. She's chay balabor or balhoish. Megalgel beragle behema imhizik baradikarsli is chay bishneim balabehema balatakala. Find the rest of the Tosis is easy. Okay. Then Tosis points out the Gemara later. We already discussed it. The din is that odemod v'yalem beim shoygig beim emezid. Right. Odamud li'olam is only nezek. Sari peshevis boshes, you have to have some pshia involved. Odam amazik nezek yechayv, even if there's no pshia. But tzari peshevis boshes, you have to have pshia. And to be chayv boshes, you have to have more than a pshia. You have to have either niskaben levayish or at least niskaben lahazik, lachbo. But if it wasn't niskaben lahazik, niskaben levayish, just if it's posheya, then you won't be chayv boshes. So that we discussed, those are Gemaras. Those just puts together all the Gemaras. Nezik Yechayev, that's how the Gemara says. Nezik Yechayev, Odomud Leoilom. Ben Meshagig, Ben Mezid, even if there's no Pshi, Yechayev Nezik. Sabri Pishavis, you have to have some Pshi involved. And then Boshas, you have to have more than Pshi. You have to have either this Kavan Levash and this Kavan Lahazik. So that was the second. You had Abai, then you had Robert. Then you have the next Amoira. Avada Barava Malasi Hodetani Kalela Shama Poskin Bivoseim. What is he Poskin Bivoseim? It's a Mishnah later. Oh, it's a Brisa, fine. So there are two dinim. There's an Issa Lahazik and there's a Chiyav Tashlumin. So sometimes there is no Issa to put a Dover Hamazik. In the winter time, there's snow and there's rain and there's mud puddles in the street. So the Chacham said it's permissible, poskim b'vaseim, the gorfim b'vaseim, b'moysa ha-gishomim, yesh la mishus. There's no Easter of making a bor b'shus rabim. They used to have all the tsoya meraglaim, all kinds of dirt that was saved up in a pit. So in the winter time when the street is full of filth anyway, so you're permitted to throw your junk into the street. But it's at your own risk if it'll cause a hezek later on. Afal pisha b'shus emezika chayav l'sham. You don't have to have violated an iser mazik. There's an iser mazik, but you don't have to violate the iser mazik in order to be chayav to pay. In order to ein oinshim l'kei masirin, you don't give an oinish aguf. You don't give malchus. You don't give misa unless the person violated an asara. And l'kei masirin asara means a lav. You have to violate a lav. But in order to be chayv mamon, even to be chayv knas, you don't have to have a lav, even if he didn't do any aver at all. And in the reverse, sometimes we said a couple of days ago, we said there's a gemara in Bava Basra also around chov falaf or so. In the second paragraph in Bava Basra, the gemara says, even though grama ben zikin is potter, but zos ameris, they prove grama ben zikin also. It's also, let's say, hezek shein aniker. You're not chayv, because makabei mishamen is hezek aniker. Hezek Shein Anika, we pass Kamika at Dinah's Lav Shmei Hezek, but the Pashtas should be that it should be an Issa Deraisa to be Masik a person like the Groma, but to be Masik a person like the Hezek Shein Anika. The Pashtas says that you are Oiver and Aver. So sometimes you have the Issa Masik by Groma Ben Zik and Osa and Hezek Shein Anika, but you don't have a Chiyav Tashlumin. Sometimes you have a Chiyav Tashlumin and there is no Issa. They do not go hand in hand.
I think Rav Baruch Meir said that from Rav Chaim by Bor, by Kalim and a Bor, that there's an Isser to be Mazik Kalim and a Bor, but there's no Chiyav Tashlum, and that's why you make you plug up the Bor. If you keep, people keep dropping all their Kalim and a Bor, that's how they make you fill it up, I think, no?
You have to fill up the Bor because an animal can fall in, or a person can fall in, yeah?
So you say,
the Bor is not a Takola for the Kalim. The Kalim don't walk. The Bor is a Takola. It's not holach hamazik. It's only a takola for animals or people who can walk. That's why bor is patan kelim because it's not a takola.
We wouldn't say that's also that's an iser mazik without a tashlum. No, the bor.
I don't know if you say there's an iser mazik vis-a-vis kelim. I don't know. There's an iser to have a bor because people can fall in. Behemoths can fall in. Okay, I apologize, I gotta run. Tomorrow I think is gonna be maybe a normal day. We'll try to do a normal shiur. So tomorrow the shiur will be what's regular time? 12:45. At the end I will continue in the Gemara later. Gotta learn there's a famous Rashi on the bottom of Vav on the base. There's a sefer called Zera Abraham. There are some had a son-in-law who was a businessman, Abraham Luftbeer. His wife died, the daughter of the Asamera died, they never had any children. So this son-in-law died, he left no children. He used to correspond with Rabbi Menachem Zember. So after he passed away, he left no children. So Menachem Zemel published this sefer. This should be Bimkoim children, Zer Avram. So in the Zer Avram, Menachem Zemel has a long has a piece on this Rashi that's very important. Okay.
Crazy stuff they come up with, but it's very creative.